to a Hope 103.2 podcast.
We're talking all this week about how God gets involved in our lives when we're suffering loss. Every one of us will face this at some point in our lives, deep personal pain and loss. Maybe through news of a terminal illness you have, and you realize how much is going to be lost to you. Maybe through the loss of a loved one, or a pet, or some situation that you love and you're removed from. Maybe a relationship, a friendship that has ended. Every one of us will face these times of loss. It is simply a part of life in this world. And if we somehow think that because we're Christians, we shouldn't feel loss like that, well, we're living in a dream world then, because that's not the way life is. This world is fallen and broken because so long ago we pushed God away from us and said we didn't want God directing our lives. And so in this fallen, broken world, loss and pain come to all of us. But the reality for Christians is we do not face that alone, but God is there with us. I want to read you a few verses from the book of 1 John in the New Testament of the Bible. In chapter 1, it says this: "If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. My little children, I am writing these things to you so that you may not sin, but if anyone does sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. He is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world." Now, maybe you think, well, why would you read verses like that when you're talking about suffering loss? Well, one of the great realities of life is that when people suffer loss, and particularly the loss of someone that they love, one of the main feelings they feel is guilt. Isn't that right? If you've faced serious loss in your life, that guilt is one of the feelings that come to us. If only I had done this. This sense that there's so much more that I could have and should have done. Well, here's the reality. We do have so much guilt in our lives. There's so much we should have done that we didn't do. There's so much we shouldn't have done or said that we did do or say. But the message of the Bible, God's message to us, is that Jesus Christ came into our world. He had no guilt before God, nothing to feel guilty about, and yet he took God's judgment that God had for us regarding our guilt. He took that judgment. He faced it when he went to the cross and was separated from the Father because of our guilt that was laid on him. He faced all of that, God's judgment, God's anger. So that now when we come to God in faith and receive the gift of forgiveness that Jesus offers us, God says, you know something? That guilt that you feel, yes, it's real. Those things were done. But Jesus took that guilt. It's as if he did those things, or he didn't do the things that you should have done. And he took my judgment. And that means that he gives you his righteousness. It's as if you didn't do those things. It's as if your life was right and pure and perfect. I forgive you because of what Jesus did for you. Well, when you truly come to grips with that, there is such release, such freedom. That load of guilt is gone. Come to God today with those feelings of guilt, things you should have done or shouldn't have done, and ask for his forgiveness. Jesus has taken your guilt, and he offers you his forgiveness today. I'm John North.
Hope 103.2. Thanks for listening.